Now back to more of Conversation with Cardinal Dolan with Timothy Cardinal Dolan and Monsignor Jim Vlahan.
Welcome back to Conversation with Cardinal Dolan. Joining us on the phone right now is Monsignor Peter Vaghi of the Archdiocese of Washington to talk about his new book, Meeting God in the Upper Room. Welcome to Conversation with Cardinal Dolan.
Thank you so much, Monsignor. Thank you, Your Eminence.
Monsignor Vaghi, it's a joy for me personally because we're good friends. Monsignor and I are great friends. But also as an author I admire very much. Before you came on, Monsignor Vaghi, I called you the James Patterson of Catholic authors because you have one bestseller after another. And in fact, in the blurb that I wrote, they didn't print this, but I called him the Joe DiMaggio of Catholic authors because he has one hit right after another.
Wow.
He's got a hitting streak. I found this particularly good, Monsignor Vaghi, Meeting God in the Upper Room by Servant Press, because you really, it's a very practical illustration of what we call contemplation. Explain that to our listeners, this whole Ignatian idea of contemplation, Monsignor.
It comes from the contemplatio, putting yourselves in the scripture text and praying for the grace to be there, to imagine what is going on, to experience the Lord in that way. To speak to us again, the Upper Room is a great location to do that. In fact, part of the I visited the Upper Room with Cardinal Laghi. You remember?
Sure.
We did that, Your Eminence. But then I came home and I was doing the spiritual exercises of Ignatius, actually applying what you just referred to. And my director said, "Go to the Upper Room for 2 weeks and pray in the Upper Room." And that's where this book became real to me.
Mm-hmm.
The three moments particularly, which is the one would be the Last Supper and all that entailed, and the second, the Easter post-resurrection appearances of Jesus, and finally the coming of the Holy Spirit on the apostles at Pentecost with Mary and Mary being present.
Right. So, Monsignor, this contemplation that's part of the Church's spiritual heritage, especially affirmed and encouraged by St. Ignatius of Loyola, he actually gives us permission to let our imagination run away with us. We almost become childlike in imagining that we're there at the Last Supper. We're sitting next to Jesus. We're there at the arrival of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And that unleashes a lot of beautiful sentiments, doesn't it?
It unleashes beautiful sentiments, particularly in our prayer. And what it does is it helps us to experience in our time the historical reality and what the disciples experienced with Jesus in their time. And so therefore, as I've said in the book, we all have upper room experiences, and they come from the prayer.
Yeah, yeah. Monsignor, you and I, and Monsignor Vlahan as well, are great fans of Fulton Sheen, and he used to take that too and say there's an eternal dimension in the scriptures because it's the Son of God. It's historically accurate and anchored, but in a way that mystery is still going on and we're invited to immerse ourselves into it. That's what you do in the book, right?
And that's exactly, and this was a good paradigm to do that, because as we discovered, it was the same upper room that these three major moments in the life of Jesus took place in the Holy Spirit. And by inserting ourselves prayerfully in the texts of these moments, the Lord continues in our day to speak to us.
Yeah. Monsignor, I think your book is particularly timely because this contemplation is a particularly favored style of prayer with the Holy Father, right?
That's absolutely correct. And he was the one who, it was in May of 2014, and he went to the upper room, and I checked out his homily, and he was the first that I found who said specifically in this same upper room, and he'd said Mass in that upper room, all three moments took place, the Last Supper, the post-resurrection appearances, and Pentecost.
Yeah, yeah. And he teaches us, doesn't he say, do not be afraid of your sentiments while you're there. They're true, we have to discern if things are coming from darkness, but in general, those sentiments, if properly grounded in sacred scripture and an act of faith, those are movements of the Holy Spirit, correct?
Clearly movements, and that, of course, is a gift of the Holy Spirit who came at Pentecost in the upper room, and it perdures, it continues in our own prayer life today, those movements, and our hope is that we yield to those movements.
Yeah. Would you mind, Monsignor Vaghi, I don't want to get too personal, and tell me if I am, Monsignor, thanks be to God, he's healed of cancer, but when you were going through your chemo for the cancer, this is what, 4 or 5 years ago, Monsignor?
4 years ago, yeah.
You became what you call, Pope Francis became your chemo buddy. while you were undergoing the chemo, you would read and contemplate what he was saying, correct?
And I would watch on the internet the way he was healing people, and I felt that the healing of the Pope was coming through the internet to heal me.
Uh-huh. And that, and you really kind of, you almost were in contemplation with him. You immersed yourself in his mass, in his preaching, correct?
It's actually a very beautiful way to say it. It's exactly right. And it had a healing effect, but it's also through the both of us and through the internet, it was, as above all, it was the movement of the Holy Spirit moving that.
Yeah, yeah. The meeting God in the upper room, it's out by Servant Press, and it's a real winner, and it's easy to read.
You, I was going to say something
for everybody.
I don't
know if you had a chance to. No. Yeah, you don't have to be a spiritual guru to read this.
Absolutely,
I mean, this is
not. It's for the man and woman and even child in the pew.
Yeah, somebody that just, have you ever met a person, Monsignor Vaghi, you're a seasoned pastor, have you ever met a person, including a contemplative nun, who hasn't said to you, I wish I could pray better?
I think that's probably, and you know, that is the primary moral command of Jesus, is it not, when you talk of morality, to pray constantly. We're told throughout Scripture to pray constantly, and the challenge for all of us is to learn how over and over again.
Yeah, I always think, Monsignor, that word of St. Paul, we do not know how to pray as we ought. We're always looking for better ways to pray. It won't be completely satisfied till, thanks to his mercy, we're with him forever. But this is a humdinger, Monsignor Vaghi, this meeting God in the upper room, Servant Press, Monsignor Peter Vaghi, V-A-G-H-I. You talk about a great primer in prayer. Way to go, Monsignor.
Well, thank
and
you so much.
Promise us you ain't done yet with your writing, okay?
I was just going to ask that. What's next?
Well, I don't know what's next. I'm letting the Holy Spirit guide me.
Well, that, you can't go wrong there.
It's about the best we can do.
Thanks, Monsignor.
Thank you so much, Your Eminence. Thanks, Monsignor.
God bless. Thanks for being
thank
on with us.
Listeners, too.
We'll be right back with more conversation with Cardinal Dolan right after this.